Six Nations Elected Council is making changes to its senior relief fund, including allowing more community members to be eligible for funding by increasing the income limits for individuals and households. Previously, individuals aged 55 and up, whose annual income exceeded $25,000, and households whose combined annual incomes exceeded $40,000 were not eligible for funding. Under the recent changes, individuals whose annual income does not exceed $50,000 and households whose annual incomes do not exceed $90,000 will now qualify for funding. Alyssa Smith, senior manager with Six Nations Department of Wellbeing, spoke on applicants' annual income qualifications and the increases and explained why the changes were made during the July 7th General Finance meeting.
I think we thought a lot about this. We had a lot of different consulted a lot of different roles. And so with the 50,000, we came up with that in before previously it was the 25,000 per individual. So with inflation and with people working and still struggling. So the 90,000 household, that would be say between two, but it also could be between more people, or say it could be possibly like one individual raising like multiple grandchildren or having like I'm trying to think of the word, child, and then grandchildren living in the home. So it's just to take into account if someone has like some homes we see will have like 12 to 15 people living in homes. So between all of that, 90,000 isn't a lot for the amount of people. So we just wanted to come up with a figure.
Councillor Dale Bomberry shared his concerns to council with the annual income changes. He spoke on why the fund was originally created in 2016 and his belief that these changes could defeat the fund's original purpose.
I know when they started the senior relief, it was for people who had a need. And it's at 55. And then if you're saying you got all these individuals living in there with all their income and they're not older than 55. So It kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, the whole idea of this program when it first started was to help people in need who had low income and needed these emergencies. So, I mean, if you're assessing a home now at $90,000, you think they would be able to afford those repairs based on that? So, I mean, I can't support being a $90,000 upset with the income, combined income, if you got all these individuals, because it was for seniors in relief. And those were in need who had, because of their income, because of their senior, whatever pension they may be on or social benefits, then that's what it was for, because It was an emergency need and something They needed to do. So, I mean, it's $90,000 more income than I got coming into my house.
Councillor Cynthia Jameson suggested that the annual income allowance for households could be changed under different circumstances, depending on the amount of dependents that are being cared for under the senior community members.
I'm just suggesting the maximum would be for a two-income elder family. Mm-hmm. The 90 you said, that would be the maximum. Then it's a sliding scale based on the number of residents in the home.
So you're
under
suggesting
the age of 18 or whatever it is.
So if there's more than the two people, then it would go higher?
No. Okay. That's the max. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I'm me and grandpa, We have a combined income of 90,000. We wouldn't get that unless we had, and I don't know what the figures are. That's Why I'm thinking it might be good to work on it. Unless we've got like two grandchildren or niece and nephew or whoever That we're looking after, then it would be those people would get the higher amount. And then the people who don't have those folks to take care of, they would get a lesser amount.
Alyssa Smith spoke to the concerns from council, but reiterated that cost of living is on the rise and $90,000 between a household might not be enough to support those individuals in certain circumstances.
Yeah, and 90,000 a year, like obviously between two people is 45,000 income, which it does sound like a lot, but really with the cost of living right now, it's not a lot to keep a household running, groceries, anything like that. So it's when you really look at like the spending and if two individuals are making that income and kind of living paycheck to paycheck, which is happening right now, and something happens to your roof and it's $5,000, it does put, especially for seniors, it does put them at a risk of then putting it on Visa or loaning the money. It will put people behind and have to make sacrifices.
Councillor Melba Thomas voiced her support to keep the proposed annual household income limit increase to $90,000.
Until you see 90 left in, I think it's very important, and Alyssa has explained, and it's not very much money nowadays because of the increase in food and the inflation, so I'd like it to stay.
Six Nations elected council approved the motion to have the changes made to its senior relief fund. Three councillors did oppose the changes, citing the annual household limit of $90,000 being too excessive, but the motion was carried with six votes. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.